There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You should be a believer in what you're seeing. This is not an illusion. This is not some fugazi. This is real. And what we're telling you is we're a contender in the NFC. After beating the Cowboys yesterday, Mike Bell, Kirk Cousins was great. You'll hear from him coming up here in just a little bit. Also, Darnell Mooney. What's up, Darnell? Caught a touchdown along with Drake and Ray-Ray McCloud. But Cousins, 19-24, 222, Mike, just efficient. Three touchdowns, didn't turn it over. Bijan, 145 yards from scrimmage. You start adding all of this up and you say, okay, sounds like the Cowboys, you know, weren't really able to do anything. And defensively, guys, we even got sacks yesterday, Mike.
Yeah, man, two in a row, by the way, which, I mean, I actually tweeted out, look at our Atlanta sack exchange, because it was something we just don't get to see much of. And look, Ebba Cady's a guy that we ask Coach about almost every week. It'll be up there this Wednesday to talk to Coach Raheem Morris. You'll hear him coming up. But this is what they've said. Jimmy Lake and them said, look, we're getting close. And look, you could argue that the Cowboys, although they did get a couple of big runs, you know, again, no Ezekiel Elliott, and they kind of doing it by committee, but they did have some nice runs. We did have a more one-dimensional team to get after Dak, but they got it. They got the job done.
They got the job done.
And knocked him out of the game.
And listen, Caden Ellis, you're going to hear him. He's part of the show tonight with the coaches show at 6 o'clock. He'll be the player segment. He had a monster game, man. 13 tackles, 8 solos, 2 tackles for loss. It felt like he was all over the field, and he also got a sack. So we had 3 on the day, and all of our concerns about heading into this game with the Cowboys, who we told you last week, it's a bad team. They were coming in here, they had a lot of issues, and that got worse because Dak Prescott now is going to miss several weeks, according to the reports out of Dallas today. Mike, he had an MRI on that hamstring. He left the game. Cooper Rush came in. But what about our injuries? Because that's what we're concerned about.
Yeah, according to Coach, talking with the media earlier today, it looks like everybody is day-to-day. Now, you don't get the official injury report designations, but it was an MRI on Grady's Achilles, and it's always worrisome when a guy comes off a knee injury, Carl, and you're worried about an Achilles. But Grady said he's day-to-day. Talked with D-Led and Mark Raimondi, had that as well from ESPN. It looks like it's also a hip pointer, which may keep him out, but they're saying it's still day-to-day, so they're not ruling him out yet. We'll have to wait to get, is he going to be questionable? Talking about Drake London, who made that amazing up-in-the-air touchdown catch, but apparently did hurt his hip.
Our poll question today is simple. What's the ceiling for this team? And we've asked you this question at Dukes and Bell 929. Lots of you have responded. I retweeted it, put them up. See Dukes and Mike at Mike Bell, ATL, because we want to know how you're feeling about this team. Mm-hmm. And we said, what's the ceiling? Win the NFC South, win one playoff game, win the NFC Championship game, or get to the Super Bowl? If you're saying right now at 6-3, like, oh, guys, all of those things are in front of us and all of those things are very possible. The winning of the NFC South, I think, is a done deal. That's just where I'm at. We got a game against the Saints next week. If you're just joining us, the Saints have fired their head coach today, Dennis Allen. We have one left at the end of the season against the Carolina Panthers. We're undefeated in the division, even if we were to fall to the Saints. And I don't want that to happen, nor do I expect it. Mike, we're still in the driver's seat. So Tampa tonight is playing Kansas City. If they lose, we're literally 2 games up on Tampa Bay.
Yeah, we got a bunch of games in hand with our arguably biggest competition, because you just laid out how the Saints are kind of going the other way. After that amazing, those first 2 games look like it's going to be the greatest show on turf. Lose 7 in a row. Darren Rizzi, by the way, their special teams coach, takes over as the interim. You're not worried about a trap game with the Saints, just because sometimes guys, apparently, now I don't know this for a fact. We have a couple of Saints friends who felt that the team had really tuned out Dennis Allen and didn't like him. And I know the fan base didn't like him. He wanted him going after last season.
They did. They did. It's not that I don't believe, because, you know, our listeners are like, Dukes, man, Bell is right. This is a trap game. Guys, it's not a trap game if you're talking about it being a trap game. A trap game is a game in which you don't talk about it being a trap game and don't acknowledge that it could be a trap game. You don't think the Falcons are going to realize they fired their head coach, they're in disarray, the quarterback's arguing with the former wide receiver? Like, yeah, we understand what we're getting into. My issue is, if you are as good as you say you are and as good as we think you are, you handle business again, just like you did with the Cowboys. Bad team coming in, beat them. Bad team going on the road, beat them. I'm not telling you they're not acknowledging that this is a trap game, because New Orleans, and by the way, you know this, rivalry game, Mike, they're gonna come. Who the hell wants to lose seven in a row? We've been there. We know what that feels like. Nobody wants to go through that, so they're going to give us everything they've got.
Right. Mentioned earlier a guy that used to kill us, Cam Jordan. He's got no sacks on the season, so it's almost like we're seeing. I don't know if it's the same for Judon. I know you challenged Judon last week. We did get some extra sauce from the edge rushers and certainly from the interior linemen, but Judon's got to be better. A lot of guys keep coming up to us on the text line today, because tomorrow is the deadline. It's election day, and it's the trade deadline for the NFL. Will we consummate a trade, and how high are we willing to go? Are the Browns now, after getting a nice one-day lift from Jameis, right back to reality this week, are they going to move Myles Garrett, or is it just going to be other people? All right, can you get Ojulari in here, who's young, and I'd like to see him in a Falcon uniform? And how high, what are you willing to prepare? Because do you look and say, if I get an edge rusher, because we got athletic guys in this conference, Jalen Hurts.
We do.
And you know all the dual threats, all the guys can move around, not to mention the guys that you might see in the AFC. Let's not get ahead of the Super Bowl yet. But do you want to see us? Would you be willing to go as high as a second-round pick?
Depending on the level of talent and the age. I don't want to do that, Mike, for a 31- or 32-year-old guy that's going to come in here and be good maybe for half a season or a year.
Right.
I need to have a guy that I can grow with, and maybe he turns into the...
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
That player, even if he doesn't exceed expectations this year, if you're telling me we're just going to get another rotational player, well, then that better be a fifth or a sixth round pick. If you're telling me we're going to get a game changer, then I'm willing to go higher, Mike. And that's the debate right now. I will tell Falcon fans this. They're working the phones. They're trying to figure this out. It doesn't mean they're going to make a deal, because all of this has to do with, one, does the other team want to do a deal, and what are they looking for, and are we willing to give that, and how does it change the team as far as how soon this guy can come in and make a difference?
Right.
That's the other part of this. It's like we feel like, you know, you make a trade, it's on Madden, and all of a sudden you insert him into the lineup, and now he's making plays. It doesn't necessarily happen that way in the National Football League.
Apparently, according to Tom Pelissero, is it Pelissero's got this, saying that the Browns are not going to trade Myles Garrett. So they're gonna,
I think they'd be dumb to do that.
I mean, like, one of the generational defensive players, but they are willing to trade Za'Darius Smith, and at least the going rate was on Friday's show was a fourth-round pick.
Yeah.
And so who comes – now, who was it? Remember, was it Sweat went to the Bears because they had a sweeter offer than we did at the time?
Yep. Yeah, and we wanted Sweat. Ojulari, by the way, with the Giants, is going to be a free agent at the end of the season. It makes sense for them to try to move on and get something for him, which is why you keep hearing his name. Let's hear from our quarterback, Kirk Cousins, as we are in the Falcon Report. Guys, this hour, by the way, is brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. It's Monday, where B-dubs is football. Here is Cousins with Dave Archer.
Kirk, for me, watching the game, it just looked like a workmanlike performance. You went out, and you and I were talking just before you came on. There was some things probably, and maybe in every game, but there was some things left out there. But just a solid performance on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, there was a solid nature to the game. It was workmanlike. I went in at halftime, and I said, this feels like a game we have to grind out and just one play at a time earn our way. Was pleased with, you know, much of what we did today, but would have loved to pull away late more than we did.
The evolution of both the pass game and the run game and the way they are blending with one another, you like the direction that's going?
I do. I thought our run game was really positive today. I think the challenge is any negative runs that kind of set us back. If we can avoid those negative runs and just kind of stay in positive gains, it would really help. You know, Dallas made us earn it, and you know, it was like you said, workmanlike. That's kind of how it felt.
Did they show something or try to maybe change their stripes a little bit? A lot of aggressiveness, a lot of tight coverage, trying to make your guys win.
Yeah, it definitely was tight coverage, and they challenged us in that aspect. Last week against San Francisco, they played some previously unscouted looks, and then I think they did that a little bit again today. I told Coach Zimmer after the game, I just thought he did a nice job of kind of keeping us on our toes and having to keep seeing what they were doing, because it wasn't an easy look, plug and play each time. It was kind of a constant changeup.
If there is such a thing, kind of in the dog days of the season now, mid-season now, trying to keep your stride or maybe extend your stride, what's your message to the guy that's been around this game for a while and been in these situations before? Now you got a divisional game coming up next week.
Yeah, I think mature football teams just find a way to keep standing up, keep coming back, keep stacking strong performances. They don't ride the roller coaster. You know, we got to, learn from this game and just come back ready to go on the road against a team that's ascending. And so, will be a good challenge for us.
All right, last thing for you. Our Solomon Brothers player of the game was Darnell Mooney today. 5 catches, 88 yards, and a touchdown. And Darnell's made a bunch of plays for you already this year. What is it about him that you like so much about getting him the ball?
Yeah, he's got great movement skills. He's a total pro, as professional of a receiver as I've been around.
Wow.
Just handles himself really well. He's very aware, and he's really good movement skills. He's a tough cover.
All right, man. 6-3, good win.
Yep, keep building.
Yeah, man, we're watching some of the highlights right now on ESPN and from NFL Network. The play where you got Diggs all confused, and you could tell they really are. By the way, we got to burn timeouts on offense. We had this thing totally discombobulated, but that throw to Mooney, that was a beautiful touchdown. And again, the Drake London throw was something to see.
It really was. Drake went up and grabbed it. And speaking of Mooney, what's up, Darnell? Here he is with Dave Archer after the game.
Now joined by my Solomon Brothers player of the game, or our Solomon Brothers player of the game, Darnell Mooney, 5 grabs, 88 yards, touchdown. Do you tell me about just the rapport between you and Kirk? It just seems to get better and better each and every week.
We're just going out there doing what we do in practice and, you know, just trying to stay consistent. There's some things out there that we definitely got to get better at. We had some missed ops out there that we got to take advantage of, but it got somewhat of the job done today. So.
Well, the play that – there was a lot of good plays that you made today, and the timing between you two is phenomenal. But the one that I think got everybody cut up in their seats is when you caught that little one in the right flat. That were you thinking about going yard?
That was going to be the first time everybody seen me run really fast. But I got hit in an area that nobody wants to get hit. So. That was going to be the first time everybody seen me run really, really fast. So.
All right, what's the mentality of this team, Darnell? Because this felt like a very workmanlike opportunity. You guys went out, you took care of business in the week leading up to in the practices, and then went out and kind of performed that well.
I think the Seahawks game was an eye-opener of just, you know, we understand that we can, you know, win games and we trust in ourselves, but just don't come out flat and have energy, have our own energy. And we didn't have any energy that game. And this time we brought our own energy and we were ready to, you know, take on the challenge.
Solomon Brothers player of the game, Darnell Mooney, just keeps making plays. 5 for 88 today and a touchdown. There's a lot more to come out of this guy. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? you might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.